With SRN News, I'm John Scott in Greenfield, Iowa.
Being from a small town, you know everybody. And I know as you see everybody's out helping everybody, and it's like you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. But I know that we'll rebuild and everybody will help each other because that's what our town does.
Fighting back tears, Greenfield resident Valerie Warrior told WOI-TV she's devastated by the loss of life and property. That's after deadly weather moved through Tuesday. And part of that severe storm that hit Iowa expected to hit parts of Texas and Arkansas today. More from correspondent Donna Warder.
The storm killed several people when it ripped through Greenfield, Iowa Tuesday, leaving destroyed homes, crumpled cars, and splintered trees. Sergeant Alex Dinkla of the Iowa State Patrol says they're still counting the dead. Meteorologist Tony Fracasso of the Storm Prediction Center says part of that same storm could hit areas of Arkansas and Texas today.
Area of, most concern kind of stretches from right basically through the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
The Houston area of Texas is still recovering from last week's storms, which killed at least 8 people. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNews.com, sales of previously occupied U.S. homes sank last month, pushed down by high mortgage rates and rising prices. The National Association of Realtors reported that existing home sales fell 1.9%. Hunter Biden's lawyers continue to press a judge to delay his federal tax trial set to begin next month in Los Angeles. President Biden's son seeking to push the June 20th trial date back until at least September, a district judge hearing arguments on the delay request. The Dow is down 33 points, the NASDAQ up 1 point. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court dodges the issue of transgenderism. SRN's Bernie Bennett reports.
The justices will not hear a case brought by parents in Maryland who have a problem with their school's policy of letting kids live as the opposite sex in class without mom and dad's permission. This leaves in place the lower court ruling against the plaintiffs. That decision did not address the merits of the parents' complaint, finding only that they did not have standing to bring the suit. Similar cases are percolating in other court systems. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers have failed to pass the state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. The text instead would have protected the right to be making decisions about all matters relating to one's own pregnancy or deciding whether to become or remain pregnant. This is SRN News. Louisiana lawmakers advancing a bill that would reclassify 2 abortion-inducing drugs, making it a crime to possess without a prescription.
Mifepristone and misoprostol have other critical uses, including to induce labor, stop obstetric hemorrhaging, and treat miscarriages. Doctors say they're greatly concerned about the legislation, saying it could prevent them from prescribing necessary treatments for their patients. Reclassification of the 2 drugs in Louisiana is an amendment to a bill that would create the crime of, quote, coerced abortion. The bill will return to the Senate for final approval. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Microsoft expects to be able to discover that your credit or debit card number has been compromised well before it ends up in the hands of a cyber criminal. The latest software update rolling out this week, Microsoft integrating artificial intelligence into its fraud prediction technology. The system will allow banks to replace them before they're used by criminals. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.